The Temporal Void by Peter F. Hamilton. Narrated by John Lee. Copyright 2009 by Peter F. Hamilton. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Peter F. Hamilton and Anthony Gardner Literary, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Strangely enough, it was the oak trees which Justine Bernelli always remembered from the day Centurion Station died. She was hurrying towards the safety bunker doors, along with everyone else in the garden dome, when she glanced back over her shoulder. The thick emerald grass was littered with the debris of the party, mashed canapes stamped into the grass, broken glasses and plates juddering about as the colossal gravity waves washed across the station in fast, unrelenting succession. Overhead, the timid light emitted by the nebulas surrounding the galactic core were now smeared into pastel streaks by the dome's misty emergency force fields. Justine felt her weight reducing again. Yells of surprise and near panic broke out from the staff pressed against her as they all fought for traction on the glowing orange path. Then a crack like a thunderbolt echoed across the dome. One of the huge lower boughs on a 200-year-old oak tree split open close to the thick trunk, and the bough crashed down. Leaves swirled upwards like a flock of startled butterflies. The whole majestic tree sagged, with further fissures opening along the length of the trunk. It twisted as it started to fall into its neighbor. The elegant little treehouse platform, which the band had been playing on barely a minute ago, splintered and snapped apart. The last glimpse Justine had of the trees was a couple of red squiddles scampering out of the toppled giant.